This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm delighted to be talking with two of the co-founders of an important new group in Troy called Shades of Cocoa. I'm talking with Carolyn Hopkins Lewis and Deborah Garrett. Deborah, perhaps you could start us out telling us about what your organization is and who it's for.
Hi, how are you? So Shades of Cocoa is predominantly for Black and brown young girls. Shades of Cocoa is an organization that we started to help young girls on leadership skills, empowerment, and enrichment. But the most important part that we was focused on was self-care and confidence. We noticed that uplifting Black and brown girls helped them in the long run as far as education and career base.
It's basically geared to empowering the girls and to understand who they are and to not settle for less. Most girls at this particular age group and going into this age group as far as preteens is that they more or less don't see themselves as being valued. And we want them to understand that they are valued. They have to understand that and they have to feel that within themselves so they can go on and do things that they need to do for themselves to bridge themselves as far as self-care, self-awareness, self-education, you know, to let them know that they are valued and they can be a productive member of society.
What kinds of programs or activities do you do to support the girls?
We're going to host a Juneteenth pageant for the girls. We know that every young lady may not want to participate in a pageant, but we also want them to learn the skills on if they wanted to run a pageant. Another goal that we're trying to focus on is every time we meet with them, we want to make sure that we're having some kind of self-awareness class or learning how to do etiquette, things like that. So we're trying to, every time we meet with them, every lesson is about uplifting them. So we're doing different activities within the time that we're meeting with them so that they can, one, have fun, but then learn something while they're having fun. But between now and June, our main focus is going to be the pageant, giving them that main thing is not about a beauty pageant, but more so about that self-confidence, giving them that push that you can do it, you know, things like that.
And also we have to lead by examples because the founders are all educated individuals. So they have to understand that, you know, education is a key.
I know, Deborah, you have or are working on a master's.
Yep, I'm working on a master's. And so is Sadasia, who couldn't be here tonight. She's also working on a master's in social work. I'm working on a master's in health science.
Yes, and I have a bachelor's in liberal arts, but also experience counts for something too.
Oh, absolutely. And before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about how active you are and how much experience you have. Carolyn, maybe you can start us off with talking about what background you bring to this.
I am a transplant from early childhood from Brooklyn. I used to work at one of the largest daycare centers in Brooklyn. We're called Friends of Crown Heights. And I came here and I ended up working with ARC. And now I am currently working it with CEO. I am a special projects coordinator. So therefore, my hands in a lot of pots from the census to right now with the gun violence programs, what's going on. So I dip and dab in a lot of things, even as far as getting people ready to get their vaccinations. So I am not with just, you know, what just happening right here in the community, but I'm here as far as helping what's happening abroad, as far as helping the community to reach out and to give them information as far as what's going on within the information, what's going to help the community. My overall goal is, like I said, I am Early Head Start. That is my foundation. So I deal with ground roots as far as the importance of getting your children acclimated as far as early childhood.
That sounds great. And as we know, childcare is such a challenge these days.
Yes. You know, and I mean, you have to think about, I mean, it's individuals who children may not be, they could have been just in the home for several years and don't know the basics as far as what childcare can do for them as far as social, you know, comprehend as far as what they need to acclimate as far as with school, to get them school readiness so that when they get into school, it's not all about the iPad, but it's about picking up a book. filling the pages as far as to get these kids acclimated as far as education.
I was surprised to read a while back about how few books there are in some houses. And just the physicality of the book being so important. So that sounds like wonderful background and experience and dedication. Well, Deborah, maybe you can tell us something about your background and your piece.
So I definitely have been in had my hands in a lot of pots as well. The first job obviously is being a mom of four, but I also have 16 years in the medical background. So I worked in various roles, from working with mentally disabled, like mental health field, up until working into the emergency room. And now I'm currently working, I'm consulting with MVP on a project to help seniors. But I also, so that's just like my career background, but I have also been on the city council in the city of Troy. I served for almost a year. I also sit on a few boards in Troy, one being the Art Community Center, Oakwood Community Center. The ARC after school, I should say, ARC after school, Oakwood Community Center. I also sit on a board for Team Hero. I have helped with Troy Drug Free Coalition. I have worked on the One Troy Project. So I have had my hands in a lot of pots. Anything surrounded by community and advocacy. Another role that I have been able to play as of September 30th is a delegate for New York State for the National Parents Union. So I had a lot of my work come from either community-based advocacy, healthcare, or education.
For both of you, at least the list of your activities leaves me wondering, which 2 hours a day do you sleep? How do you fit this all in?
That's, I still try to figure that out. I just leave it in God's hand.
That's true. You do what you have to do.
Now, your goal is so important and so critical in these days and times. What had you decide to start an organization yourself rather than just key into organizations that already exist?
Shade the Cocoa actually came about, having conversations with Carolyn and Sadeja, but I found something within myself that I felt like was lacking, because I had grew up with no sisters. I just had brothers growing up. And I noticed that, the sororities and like the Girl Scouts, there's like this sisterhood that's attached to these organizations when you are a part of it. And I was actually in Girl Scout for a little bit as a kid, but there, to me, I feel like there's this missing piece that takes place in all children, but I wanted to focus more so on young Black and brown girls, that validation. And sometimes it's easier to, if you have someone that's close in your age that you can lean on and bounce ideas off of, it kind of helps. And I found that in myself. But then I have a daughter who's the only girl, and Carolyn has a daughter who's the only girl, so we
just have that. Also.
And she's the only child. So we found this common ground that we felt like it was missing. And just through conversations, saying we need something for these kids, we need something for the girls, in particular, because we're losing our children to the streets, actually, whether boy or girl. So that's kind of how it started. We didn't latch on to another organization, which we could have, because you see, we're part of so many different things. But I didn't want it to look like everybody else's organizations. And it's not to take away from anything that anybody else is doing. But I kept saying to Carolyn and to Deja, I want our foundation to be based off of sisterhood. So I want to be able to, when somebody think of us, I want them to think of like a sorority versus Girl Scouts, like that feel of that sisterhood, that empowerment. But then also when it comes to Girl Scout, how kids are able to learn something that's tangible. So I wanted something that it can mimic what those groups are doing, but be our own thing. And Carolyn and Sadeja agreed at that time.
Thank you. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I'm delighted that you'll be taking part in the community-led event to celebrate Martin Luther King Day in Troy. thank you for talking with me. This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, talking with Deborah Garrett and Carolyn Hopkins Lewis from the group Shades of Cocoa. And their website is shadesofcocoa.org. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.